Good morning, this is Marco with Tufted Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August 31st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn at 4 cents at 363 and a quarter. Obviously, we took out the double top at 363, got up to 64 and a half over the 200-day moving average, so that's all a little bit positive in here. December wheat was up 10 and a quarter cents at 559. November beans up 12 cents at 962 and a half. We did sell 596,000 metric tons of corn to China, so that's always helpful. Obviously, we didn't get as much rain over the weekend as most people thought. There doesn't look to be a whole lot in there. We're going to be cooler, but it still looks awful dry to me in most of the country. Right now, I don't have any rain in Iowa until Sunday, and then maybe again on Tuesday. So maybe by next week we get a little bit of relief. But, you know, we're going to be talking about September 7th, September 10th. Yes, it'll help, but, you know, I think we're doing some damage. Most expect corn ratings to drop 2 to 3% nationally, beans 3 to 4. I would agree with that. I have no idea how bad Iowa is going to be. I think Illinois takes a hit as well. So we certainly have, you know, some friendly things to talk about here today. Between China and the weather, it looks like we can certainly push higher. I'd like to see the corn close over that 363 level significantly. I was a little disappointed we didn't gap over it last night and stay there, but beans gapped open higher. That was positive. Wheat looks good. But we're going to start running into some of these resistance areas on the grains. You know, some levels well worth protecting out here. At top third, we issue specific sell recommendation points. We don't charge you for that. It's just part of what we do for you. And if you'd like to become a client, just give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. But we're getting into some exciting times out here. We've got some profitable levels, and I think levels certainly worth protecting. And we don't want to just sit around and hope the prices continue to go higher without having some kind of protection underneath us. Moving forward, I think, you know, we'll be higher today. We should react higher in the morning to the crop ratings. And then I think that may be it. And then we kind of sell off a little bit, maybe during the day tomorrow. But overall, the markets remain strong. China's in here, even though we're at higher prices. That's helpful. The dollar's down another 24 ticks. We're just a tick on the December contract away from making a new contract low there. 92.13.5. We got down to 92.14. So we're just right there looking to make a new low on the dollar. So, you know, I continue to believe the dollar is going to move lower. I continue to believe the grain's going to move higher here. But no market goes straight up. We're getting a little bit away from the moving averages. We're certainly overbought. So that's something to keep our eyes on. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.